Hi, everyone. It is time for some good stuff. We are happy you are here. It's Mike and Kim, and we're just going to make your day a little bit lighter. How's that sound?
Sounds good to me.
All right. Good deal. Cattle women and cattle men, mark the date, Monday, February 12th, for the Slutton Angus 36th Annual Bull Sale and Female Sale at Faith Livestock Auction in Faith, South Dakota. They are selling 115 bulls and 30 heifers bred for the most efficient genetics that produce premiums for you. Featuring the bull, Man in Black. That's noon Mountain Time, February 12th at Faith Livestock Auction.
And don't forget, it's the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo coming up starting this weekend in Rapid City, South Dakota. The largest trade show in the region with over 300 vendors. Too many things to really mention right here. We'll give you a couple of clues. Rodeo events including extreme bull riding. They also have Bronx for breakfast and the Boots and Beer Festival as well. So check it out online at blackhillsstockshow.com.
And it's time to talk about the R word again. That's right, ranching. And when you talk ranching, let's talk about Tri-State Livestock News for real ranching insights. Immerse yourself in the world of ranching with Tri-State Livestock News. With comprehensive coverage on cattle, horses, rodeo, and all things agriculture, it's what ranchers read at Tri-State Livestock News.
I have something for the good stuff today from S. Omar Barker from the Songs of the Saddleman. Back in mid-1950s, matter of fact.
Okay.
And it's called Pullin' Leather. I've done my share of bragging when it come to my turn to spiel, and rode some salty broncos at the old chuck wagon wheel. I've told about the buckers that I've cured of snuff and snort, and never pulled no leather like a peeler had nort. From colts just off the grama to the outlaws of the shows, I've set up there and scratched them all the way from flank to nose. I came to be a rider that no man has ever saw. Reach out to grab the button when my seat's too far from taw. But when a feller's riding 40 miles from hell and gone, and his hoss lets into a buck a spell, there's ways of staying on that ain't considered proper to a buck a rooster's pride. But boots ain't made to walk in, so you've kind of got a ride. This pitchin' took you by surprise, way out there all alone, and cactus beds around you make your innards fairly groan. So you've got to keep a straddle, and you aim to stay on top, even when you know you're slipping and you hear your shirt tail pop. Your Stetson's gone a-sailing, and you'll follow pretty quick, unless you clamp to something that'll sort of help you stick. That's when you grab the biscuit, like you've grown up on a farm. You'll sure dehorn that saddle, or you'll throw away an arm. There ain't no grandstand watching, so you sure would be a fool to let that pony throw you for the sake of any rule. I've done my share of bragging, and it sure can't be denied that no man ever seen me pulling leather on a ride. But 40 miles from nowhere's, well, a cowboy hates to walk, and most of all, us is thankful that a hoss ain't fixed to talk. From S. Omar Barker in 1954.
Oh, I like that. That was good, Mike. Hey, it's time for the Valentine Police Report. So listen up, folks. They had a call for an accident. Glancing off a solid object is okay if you're playing pool, but it doesn't work out so much if you're driving a car.
No, it doesn't bounce as well, does it?
It sure does not. And here's a code violation. There is an average of nearly 2,000 items of litter per mile in the United States. From the looks of it, nearly 1,999 of them were dumped in the alley right adjacent to the trash can. Seriously, move one more foot and you'd not caused such a mess. That's one. And criminal trespass. When you carry on, like the Clampett family, inside a store, don't be surprised if you get 86th from there. Seriously, you may need to rethink your communication style because getting thrown out of certain establishments may be detrimental to your survival. And another Valentine Police Report call. This is a follow-up investigation. Never thought we'd have to investigate a crime like a 1961 Disney show. But here we are. Seems Cruella De Vil's henchmen were in town.
What?
I know it. And here we have a terroristic threat. Just a thought. If you are threatening to cause harm to someone, we suggest you skip leaving a voicemail with your name included.
Ooh, yeah, that's kind of a dead giveaway right there, isn't
it? That is indeed.
Folks, if you have items to share on the good stuff like we've shared with you today or some other things you think other folks would enjoy hearing about, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And one of these days, we might be able to feature it right here on the good stuff.